When Columbus made his voyage to the Caribbean in 1492, life for both civilizations began to change. Today we head to one of the islands affected by that visit, and it's brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. There's archaeological evidence that the island of St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands was first inhabited about 3,000 years ago.
So who were these people? They either came from Mexico and came over like through Cuba and Puerto Rico, or they either came up from Venezuela.
Laurel Brannick is a ranger at Virgin Islands National Park. Those first residents did not build settlements, but were hunters and gatherers. They were eventually pushed out by another group of people.
The group of people that was in the Caribbean when Columbus came through were the Taínos. And they were the people that were on St. John at that time, too. Even though Columbus didn't come to St. John and set foot on it, there were Taínos in Puerto Rico, Santo Domingo, the Virgin Islands, parts of Jamaica, and the Bahamas.
While the Taínos on St. John did not directly meet Columbus, they did influence the explorer and the trading network he established.
They were part of this whole process called the Columbian Exchange. They introduced Columbus to cotton. We wouldn't have cotton clothes. All they had was silk, leather, and wool. They introduced Columbus to the rubber ball. They did a lot.
But the exchange between the two cultures was short-lived.
Because they met Columbus and he brought disease and he enslaved them and they fought, they just didn't survive. So within 50 years of his coming, they kind of ceased to exist as a people.
While other islands were settled by European powers, very little took place here on St. John for over 200 years after Columbus arrived in the area.
Right across is the British Virgin Islands, had kind of laid claim to St. John, but it's very mountainous, there's a lack of fresh water, and they never did anything with it.
More next time from Virgin Islands National Park as we travel the countryside on the island of St. John, U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm Andrew McRae.